boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Today is the day. 5 o'clock. It is the last trash dash broadcast right here on Z102.9.
Street Teamer Marcy has been documenting her journey on the Mount Trashmore Challenge on our private Facebook page, which is Those Girls Sweat Squad, where you can chime in and share your fitness journey, whatever that looks like. For this past couple of months, this has been Marcy's like life.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime she's not here or at work, she is on Mount Trashmore. I swear, she's been working hard at this.
Yes, and we have been cheering her on. Our besties in Those Girls Sweat Squad have been cheering her on. And today is her final climb up that trash.
Okay, no, we got to be serious.
No, that was kind of funny. Today's her final climb. If you don't know the Mount Trashmore Challenge, it is 140 climbs. That is equivalent to Mount Everest. Mm-hmm. Put that into perspective. I only was able to do, I think, like 13 when I attempted the Mount Trashmore Challenge. That was before my knee surgery, yeah. So keep that in mind. So this is insane.
It's difficult. I mean, that's quite a lot of physical activity. That's a time commitment.
That's a time commitment in the heat, in the rain, in throughout the summer. This is something that is going to go down in those girls' history.
Yes, it is. So we're going to celebrate.
We're not doing it. It's her. But
well, no, we are. Can you imagine? We're like, we're going to go do 140 today.
No.
You're like, see ya at 7 a.m. There's no way. But we're gonna cheer Marcy on in the best way that we know how, and that is to go and be there for her final climb at 5 o'clock today.
On the five, at the five. So here's how it's gonna go down. I gotta stay here in the studio.
I'm breaking free.
It's always like the older sister has to stay behind, right, and babysit or something.
She doesn't like bugs, so.
There's also that. So I'm going to stay here. I got to keep us on the radio. I got to press the buttons and things like that. So I'll be here. Taylor is the younger sister, so gets to go have the fun.
I love an adventure.
So she's breaking away, and you're going to be broadcasting live at Mount Trashmore.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be hanging out at the bottom where I belong. Marcy is going to be there at five, and she is going to climb that thing. We're going to watch. We're going to cheer her on. We're going to check in on her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's going to come down, and we're going to get the full closure of her final climb of the Mount Trashmore Challenge.
You can join for the last trash dash broadcast, whether that is right here on your radio at 5 o'clock on the dot, or that's KZIA.com on your smart speaker device or the free Z102.9 app. Or if you want to go cheer Marcy on,
which I have seen some people in Those Girls Sweat Squad saying that they're going to join.
You could be at the bottom of the hill with Taylor. She is going to be up to some shenanigans.
I am there to be supportive. So if you are on team supportive, you can hang out with me.
At the bottom. Or if you want to go up the hill, oh my God, I just know Marcy would fall over with happiness.
Absolutely.
If she had a team going up the hill and down the hill with her today. It is 5 o'clock on the dot.
Don't miss Marcy's last trash dash broadcast, 5 o'clock on Z102.9.
Maybe your favorite childhood memory as a kid is hopping in the car with your parents with some hot cocoa and some popcorn and driving around Christmas time looking at all of the Christmas lights and those Christmas displays.
Me, that's one of my favorites even to this day.
But why wait? Why are we waiting until Christmas?
Especially when there's some really sick Halloween displays out there.
Uh-huh. So head to KZIA.com and check out the Eerie Address book.
We are building the perfect map of the best spots around the corridor.
Can I tell you about what I just discovered in Marion?
Sure.
Okay. God, I wish I knew the schools around my area because I don't. I'm still new. But there's a house. They just put out their Halloween decorations. Lots of skeletons in Marion. People love them skeletons in my neck of the woods. okay? I was telling you one yesterday about how there's a skeleton that's like hacking up, except for they use their hose and it's hacking up water. It's very, very well done. And then across from that, they have skeletons in their front yard. One is wearing a an Iowa jersey and an Iowa State jersey. Mm-hmm. And then behind them is skeletons doing a cheerleading pyramid.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I wanted to send you a photo of it yesterday.
I need to see that.
It's not my house as much as you would think it is. It is not. But they're doing a cheer pyramid.
I love that.
Skeleton form.
These are exactly what we're looking for. So right now we need addresses to fill up our books so then everybody can go out and have a night of driving through all of the amazing Halloween decorations that we have in Eastern Iowa. So if you have a really great display at your house, whether it's lights set to music or skeletons doing funny things or a million inflatables, we need your address so we can add it to the book.
Don't worry. We won't put your name on there. We're just going to have your address so people know where to go when they get in their cute little Halloween costumes and want to go out with some popcorn and some
candy.
Candy.
Check out the Erie address book and submit your address to be included on our map at KZIA.com or on the free Z102.9 app.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Another day of Taylor Swift just dominating the internet. And I'm not surprised because she was on Jimmy Fallon last night. It's been a while since she's been on there. And honestly, kudos to him because he got into the tea, okay?
That's what we like. I am sick and tired of seeing like the interviews and I'm like, you're not asking the right questions. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or they ask it, but they don't. You got to push, but you also have to know the limits.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Be respectful. Mm-hmm. Don't push the boundaries.
I feel
push
like some of her most viral clips are from the Jimmy Fallon show. So this was highly anticipated.
So what did he get?
Well, I love that he did this. He went through list of rumors and was like, I need you to confirm or deny these rumors about yourself. And she was down. So the first one, the rumor that he brought up was that she turned down the Super Bowl halftime show because the NFL wouldn't allow her to have the footage.
That was some tea I was seeing on TikTok.
What not true.
What?
Not true. She said that she and Jay-Z who is in charge of, you know, selecting the Super Bowl halftime performers. She said that they have a great relationship, and anytime it's been brought up to her, it's been very casual, never like boardroom setting. And she's like, to be honest, you guys, this is not my place. I'm in love with the man who is down there battling on the field weekly. And what am I going to do at home? Be like, I wonder what my choreo is going to be at the Super Bowl when he's like fighting to even play in that game. So it sounds like something she's just point blank period, not interested.
What about when he's done?
Well, she didn't say that, I guess.
Okay.
That's
Sorry,
a fair
I'm
point.
In now.
No, that's a fair point. I didn't even think about that. But definitely while he's still an active player, I don't think that's going to happen because she's like, I'm not going to make this about me. It's not about me.
You know what?
Respect.
Respect.
I like it.
Mother.
Mm-hmm. Another rumor was that Ed Sheeran found out about her engagement on the internet with everybody else. She didn't call him. And that's true.
Okay. Well, you know what? At some point, she has too many friends.
Well, she's pretty close friends with him, but he apparently doesn't have a phone.
Oh, I did know that.
So he's impossible to get a hold of.
Uh-huh.
She said she went through her phone and when she got engaged was like, okay, I got to go through like my recents, the people that I talk to regularly. Ed's not on that list because he doesn't have a phone and you have to like email his people to get in contact
with
him.
Dolly Parton's one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
She used to be like faxed.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. Another rumor was that Taylor Swift made a speech at her good friend Selena Gomez's wedding and joked, oh, Selena, you beat me to the altar. She said, absolutely not.
I was going to say, that's not something Taylor would do.
She did give a speech. She's like, I'm not making that. This is not, no, again, not about me. But she did make fun of the way that they both dressed in 2008 when they met and started being friends with like, you know, the layers and the tiny vests and all the things. I thought of you with this one. That there's a rumor that Travis Kelce can be heard harmonizing on Opalite.
I knew it. Am I right? Did I win the bet?
No.
What? Okay. Okay. Well, but did he ask a different question for me? Because my other theory is if he didn't harmonize, did he happen to be the one who knocked on wood? Because that's my other thing.
Mm.
I'm like, maybe Travis was the one who knocked on wood.
I don't know about that.
God, he didn't ask the right questions.
Well, no, he asked about the song, and she's like, listen, it was supposed to be like a fun, she wanted a throwback sound, hence the like Jackson 5 reference, I guess. And she said from there, it completely, I don't know what happened. It started out in a very innocent place.
What do you mean you don't know what happened,
Taylor? I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know what happened?
She got in there, started vibing. I don't know. So who knows who or what's knocking on the wood? You know what I'm saying?
No, we all know what you're saying, Taylor.
And that is a mystery. I prefer to keep a mystery.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Got a tough question to ask. Is it lame to be the bucket house on Halloween? You know, the one that puts a bucket out on the front porch or front steps, just full of candy? You don't even greet the kids at the door to hear them go, trick or treat.
Mm-hmm.
Because Halloween night, you and I, we're going to be doing this thing where we're going to be hitting up houses that are on our haunted hit list.
Yes, trick or treat. And if you catch us, you get a little prize from us.
If you don't catch us, well, we just walked away with candy.
Right.
If you're like, what is this? Go to KZIA.com or the free Z102.9 app. Check out Tricked or Treat to figure out what we're talking about.
And get signed up there.
So this is the first time in our new home for me and my boyfriend, Neighbor Man.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, he's like, wait a minute. So if you're going trick-or-treating on Halloween night, that means you can't hand out candy. I'm like, honey, I probably wouldn't have been able to hand out candy anyways. I work till 7.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween's practically over at that point.
They end it pretty early.
They do.
For kids, yeah.
I'm like, so I probably wouldn't have been able to anyways. He goes, we can't be that house that just moved into the block and no candy. I'm like, yeah, I kind of wanted to be a full-size candy bar house.
Mm.
He goes, I think we're going to have to be a bucket house.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. I'm like, is that lame? So I'm asking you listening too. Is it lame to be the bucket house? Would you rather be the bucket house or nothing at all?
Oh, I'd rather be the bucket house.
What?
Yes. I mean, you risk like
them lying.
Yeah,
the kids could lie.
Maybe taking a couple handfuls because you're not monitoring it. I would rather do that than do nothing at all. So I had this same conversation with my boyfriend, Curly, because our neighborhood is like still developing. You know what I mean? Like there's not a ton of homes and we have no idea if there's kids people. Around or
yeah.
people or
yeah.
are people going to come back there? So he was like, what do we do? Do we just set a bucket out or... I'm like, honestly, I'm kind of down for that and then see what the vibe is. Because I would hate for kids to come by and be like, ding dong, hey, got any candy? No, here's like a tub of peanut butter. What would you do? I don't know. So I think we are going to be the bucket house.
You're going to be a bucket house?
Yeah. I'm going to make sure that the selection is fire. Don't get me wrong, but.
Is it too Karen of me to make it a sign saying you are on camera? Because I don't want them to be. Sticky fingers, you know, and stealing more candy than they're allowed to. Is that too Karen of me?
100%.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Internet guys here.
That was her sign for, I forgot to look out the
window.
I had
no idea what was just happening. Uh-huh. I'm not going to lie to you.
I could have done a Taylor window update better than
well,
that.
Well, he is. Do you see him out there?
He is out there. Imon's out there.
What's he doing?
Wrong? Our internet's working, isn't it?
Can anybody hear us right now?
Hello?
Do we need the internet to be on the radio?
I don't think so, Taylor, because then we wouldn't be on the radio sometimes. So stupid of you.
I don't
so
know.
So stupid.
I show up and I yap into the microphone.
I got Wi-Fi, so we're good. And I don't think we need Wi-Fi to be on the radio.
What are the chances?
We're not internet-based.
What do you think he lets me get in that bucket on the
Dude,
back?
You know what?
I low-key would throw up, I think.
Too bad our windows don't actually open in here. They're just gigantic glass. But I so badly want to yell, let us in the bucket. Do you think you have to have a license for that?
to get in the bucket?
To ride up the bucket.
I don't know.
To go to the...
I am scared of heights.
I'm not. Let me in the bucket. Can you hear me?
I think maybe you could ride in it. He's definitely not going to let you do any work.
I won't press the buttons, but let me ride the bucket.
Anybody out there?
One, can you hear us? Because Taylor thinks we're internet Wi-Fi based.
I still am not sure if anybody can hear us.
Shut up. I don't know. Two.
Hello?
Can we get in the bucket?
Somebody, please let us ride in your bucket.
Sometimes when you get hired at like a new job, they'll have you take that personality test to find out if you're like type A, B, C, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Screw that test. We don't need it anymore. I think it's a simple question now. Are you a routine girly or no?
Okay, elaborate.
No, I would love to. So I've just recently discovered about myself that I am a routine person. What that means is like waking up in the morning, I like to be going to the gym at a certain time every single day. I like to be making my breakfast at like, let's say 8 a.m. every single day.
Mm-hmm.
That is on weekdays and weekends. And when something throws off my routine, it throws off my entire day. And then I don't feel productive. I don't feel motivated. Mm-hmm. I just feel honestly just clustered. I'm overwhelmed. And so I feel like employers should really find out by their employees, are you a routine kind of person? And the reason I say this is because when you throw meetings on our schedule, now we're away from our desk at times that we're normally there, right? Mm-hmm. So now I'm coming back at a different time. And now I'm like, well, normally I would have already went through my emails. I would have been here longer at my desk, at, you know, things like that. And so it just throws us off and it makes us overwhelmed. You should find out, are your employees routine people?
Mm-hmm.
Because once you know that, I feel like they'll be way more motivated, way more productive if you make sure to help them maintain their routine.
Mm-hmm. What if I don't know if I'm a routine girly?
I've just, well, good question.
I can't tell. I feel like I'm somewhere in the middle.
I'm telling you, I seriously just recently discovered that I'm a routine. I never knew I was. Honestly, until like the last couple of weeks, because I've been trying to figure out like my, you know, work schedule and my gym schedule and all those things. And I have discovered that I'm a routine person because I'm like, okay, maybe I'll go to gym at this time and maybe I'll have breakfast at this time. And I have discovered that I'm happier when I go to the gym at that certain time and I'm having breakfast at that time. Because then I'm not rushed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not overwhelmed if I'm going at different times every day and I don't know the plan. I like plans. If you like plans, that would probably mean you're a routine girl.
Yeah.
I think you need to try one, like for a week. Try a routine of waking up every single day at the exact same time, going to the gym or trying. Oh, she hates this so much.
You started off on a very low note, which is waking up.
She's like, I don't even want to wake up sometimes.
No, that's exactly right. I have a new fitness goal that I want to tell you about because the inspiration that it came from, you are never going to guess. And that is getting married. Don't laugh. Why is that so funny?
No, because I had two guesses before.
Oh, tell me.
And none of them were married.
No.
My two guesses, because you said I wouldn't guess. I was going to guess cheerleading. Because again, I wouldn't have guessed that.
Mm-hmm.
You were a dancer. I was a cheerleader. Mm-hmm. I'm like, maybe she's going to try pyramids, right?
Oh my God, I'm scared of heights.
I could see you being a flyer.
No.
My other thought was maybe you want to try ballroom dancing because we're into Dancing with the Stars. That's where
I would do that.
My two guesses were when you said I wouldn't guess it. Never in a million years would I have guessed getting married.
And you know what? I'm not. So don't get your hopes up. But
I'm like, looking at your hands.
I got nothing to share with anybody.
You wouldn't tell me anyways.
You're right. I wouldn't. So you'll never know, I suppose.
Just so you're listening, she won't even tell me. So don't feel like you wouldn't know because you won't. I won't even know.
No. But what?
Some friend I am, right?
Well, nobody needs to know.
It's because I got a big mouth. That's why.
Right. I was scrolling on TikTok over the weekend, actually, and I saw this girl. I have like a fair amount of fitness influencers that pop up. I don't know off the top of my head. She has a series called Bridal Arms. I don't know why I watch it because I'm like, what does that mean, Bridal Arms? And she has this whole like challenge to help brides get like wedding day ready. And it's for the girlies that like want to look toned up. Okay. They want to have some nice looking arms. And I'm seeing the results pictures. I then ended up on a side of TikTok where it's brides who have used this like daily challenge for their wedding and they're looking nice and ripped at their wedding. And I'm like, well, I don't have, what if it happens? I don't know. Cause you know, you never know when you're going to get proposed to or anything. I might as well get to getting on the bridal arms as a non-bride. So what I did over the weekend is I picked up some wrist weights.
In a white dress?
Nope.
Oh.
And I did it for the first time this morning. My arms are really burning, I'm not going to lie.
You know what? I'm not going to dog this.
As you shouldn't, miss. I literally dying to get engaged. I'm just being prepared for all situations with some nice looking arms.
No, I'm not going to dog this because I truly do want nice arms. But what I want is gymnast arms. Have you ever for a second looked at Simone Biles or right now Jordan Chiles' arms on Dancing with the Stars? Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. We're not going to talk about the hots I have for their arms. Look at them.
You
look at them.
Should start doing handstands. I don't know how they get those.
What is going on? Is there something in the air or is it just me? But lately, I have been having the worst sweet tooth in my entire life. And it's not even just a sweet tooth. It's also a salty tooth.
Mm.
Is that? Or maybe it's a salty tongue. I've never heard of salty.
Ew, I hate the sound of that.
Well, I've heard of sweet tooth. I've never heard of salty tooth. But I have both.
Mm-hmm.
And it is bad. Like, I'll have it and it's like, we need to go to the store now!
Mm-hmm.
Happened last night. We got done eating chicken Alfredo and I turned to my boyfriend, neighbor man, and I go, it's happening. I need something.
Sounds like birth. Grab the go bag. It's happening.
Which hospital are we choosing? It's time.
It's time.
Hey, that's the closest I will be to giving birth. But no, I looked at him and I said, it's time. We need to go to the store. I need something fat, and I need it to be chocolate.
Oh.
And I said, I don't care if it's a chocolate cake. I don't care if it's no-bake cookies. I don't care if it's chocolate chip cookies. I need it now. And it's not even just last night, Taylor. I told you a story last week where I made him to go get no-bake cookies. What is happening?
I don't know. I don't know. And I don't know that... I feel like guys don't understand it.
They don't.
Because I'm the same way where I, both, I have a sweet tooth and a salty tongue or whatever you just called it. Ew. But same thing over the weekend. I was like, God, I just want something like really salty. Mm-hmm. I want a chip or a cracker. And that's not really something we keep around the house.
No, same. That's why we have to go to the store every time I have this weird sensation.
It's rare for me to be hanging out at home and be like, oh, I want a bag of chips. Uh-huh. I just don't snack like that when I'm at home. But in that moment, I was like, God dang it, we don't have anything. This sucks. I got some when I was grocery shopping, and I was explaining to my boyfriend, Curly, like, I just wanted a salty chip so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, that's so weird. That's so strange that you just, like, were craving a chip. I don't know if they get it. Like, do guys get cravings like that, or is it us? Is that the beauty of being a woman?
I don't. Well, it's not beauty at all.
I know. It's the most painful.
It's rage, and guess what I have right now?
Sweet rage.
It is the last Trash Dash broadcast. Taylor is on location.
Yes, I am.
Broadcasting live from Mount Trashmore. First of our show, actually.
It is. You know what it is. You only ever just send me down the street.
You're right, I do. But this is the first time that she's gotten to get out of the studio, and she's at Mount Trashmore. The reason for this is because we have a private group on Facebook. It is called Those Girls Sweat Squad, where people can post their sweaty fitness journey. And that can look like anything. Maybe you go to the gym, or maybe you don't. Maybe your sweaty fitness journey is running around with the kids in the backyard or going for walks in your neighborhood. For somebody on our sweat squad, Her name is Marcy. You also know her as a street teamer here on Z102.9. She's been posting consistently since day one of Those Girls Sweat Squad about the Mount Trashmore Challenge. It's 140 climbs up Mount Trashmore. It's equivalent to Mount Everest. Today is the final day. Well, basically, it's our final climb.
It's the final climb for her to complete the challenge. So we're celebrating, obviously. And Marcy has arrived. She is on site. How are we feeling?
I'm pleasantly surprised by the weather. I was a little nervous about what it was going to look like today, but it's almost like the mountain wants this for us.
It did.
Yeah. It feels right.
It did.
That's exciting. So we need to send Marcy up on her final climb of the Mount Trashmore Challenge. We're going to be checking in with her. How is the climb going? How is the climb going down? And then we're also going to be hearing from Taylor as Taylor's watching her. I know Taylor, I think, has some cheers for her.
I have some things planned.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
I do.
It is all happening this hour. It is the last Trash Dash broadcast right now on Z102.9 and broadcasting live at Mount Trashmore. We have just sent street teamer Marcy up the mountain.
She's just off.
Not just any mountain. She's up Mount Trashmore.
She's making her final climb of the Mount Trashmore Challenge, which she has been documenting her progress in our private group on Facebook, Those Girls Sweat Squad. And today, we follow her via the radio up to the top one last time.
We're going to be doing that all hour, following Marcy's adventure up the mountain. Up Mount Trashmore. And then we're going to be calling to see how it's going and also checking in on the way down as well. I just heard you have some things up your sleeve. Are you revealing any of that now or is that happening just throughout the whole hour?
Ooh. Well, how much do you want me to give away?
I don't know. You apparently have things up your sleeve you haven't told me. I don't know what's going on down there.
Well, I have been working on some cheers. Oh, it's not time yet.
As someone who was not a cheerleader, I'm very excited to hear this.
Okay, don't be judgy. I'm not ready for those yet, because she is on her way up.
Did you bring pom-poms?
Oh my God, how could I have forgotten?
Girl, I had so many pom-poms, okay.
That was your job!
You didn't tell me you were doing that!
Okay, well, I'll wave, like, some extension cords around. That's all I have. But she's on her way up. I can't see her yet, so I can't do my cheers yet.
Okay.
I did do a craft. Do you want me to tell you about that?
Yeah. What craft were you up to?
Well, I had this vision that, you know, there's the beautiful outlook at the top of Mount Trashmore. She said that she's going to wave down to me, so I made a sign. Because I want her to know that I'm down here. Do you want to know what it says?
I hope there's a pun in there.
Well, she doesn't know yet, but she's not with me right now. I put, Marcy is a landfill legend.
Oh, geez Louise.
I thought that was nice. You hate it? Oh, I've made a mistake.
No, that's iconic. That's good. I don't know if she's going to be able to read it because it's really far up there. Do you know how tall Mount Trashmore is?
948 feet.
Did you do your research? Is that true?
Well, there's a building right to my left that says 948 on it.
She's like, sorry, I'm assuming that's how tall it is.
I just am going to guess. You know, I did make my font rather large, so I'm hoping she can read it.
Is it actually just cue cards? So you're just hoping that you could just throw a cue card for every little letter and she'll be able to read what you're saying?
I hope so.
It is the last Trash Dash broadcast as we follow Marcy, street teamer Marcy's final climb up of Mount Trashmore for the Mount Trashmore Challenge. This is going to be a fun hour on Those Girls in the Afternoon. It's a first of its kind because we are broadcasting live at Mount Trashmore. Well,
it's Marcy's final climb. Oh, I'm here.
Taylor's broadcasting live. I'm in studio. And like she said, it is Marcy's final climb. Do you like what I did there?
Oh, why you gotta make me emotional up in the club?
I know.
I'm crying at Mount Trashmore.
Oh, hey, I just got a text message from Marcy.
How's she doing?
She says, halfway.
Oh my gosh, she's quick.
She's quick up Mount Trashmore because she's already done it 139 times, Taylor.
Yeah, you got a point there.
We are following Marcy's climb up Mount Trashmore. She's been posting constantly in our private group on Facebook. It's called Those Girls Sweat Squad, where you can post too. If you want to join, you can right now. It's called Those Girls Sweat Squad, where people can post their fitness journey, however that looks. And Marcy's been very consistent. She's been posting her Mount Trashmore challenge. This is her final climb, her 140th climb. It's equivalent to Mount Everest, and we really want to cheer her on. That's why Taylor's there broadcasting live.
Both.
We're going to be checking in with Marcy in just two songs. If Marcy's halfway there, that means in two songs, she should be at that point to the top.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
So we should check in with her. Has she worked up a sweat? How's she feeling? And then she should be coming down soon too. And then you'll be able to check in with her when she comes down. So there's a lot to do this hour with the last Trash Dash broadcast as we cheer Marcy on for her last climb up of Mount Trashmore on Z102.9. It is the last Trash Dash broadcast right here on Z102.9. We're checking in with Marcy, who is doing her final climb up of Mount Trashmore. She's been doing 140 climbs, which is equivalent to Mount Everest. This is the Mount Trashmore Challenge. You could participate too. Anyone can do this. But she's been really posting about it in our private Facebook group called Those Girls Sweat Squad. And we were like, we want to be there. We want to see this final climb. Where are you at currently right now on Mount Trashmore, Marcy?
So I know I told you that I kind of reached the top and I was going to the tippy top. And I'm so excited to tell you that literally right as of this moment, I am on the very, very tippy top of Mount Trashmore.
You're halfway there then, because now it's just the going down, right?
Now it's just the going down. Yeah. Yeah, but we did it, y'all. This is it.
How does it feel? Okay, so far, how are you feeling? I mean, just tell us all in words. Like, how does it feel?
Yeah. Physically, really good. I am nursing an unknown knee injury right now. Of course, it just started a couple days ago, but honestly, I've had next to no pain coming up the mountain. So if that's not a sign of good news, I don't know what is. Emotionally, really good. I've been thinking a lot about lately, like 140 climbs and where I started and when I started, you know, months ago. And just all those days where, you know, it was just so hot and sweaty out here. And, you know, I would come after work and try to squeeze one or two in. And so I've been kind of, you know, trying to remember what the entire journey has been like. And it's just wild to kind of think about, like, 140 times and the equivalent of like the elevation equivalent of Mount Everest. It's not something I thought I would ever get the chance to do. And I'm so glad that I've done it and so proud of everyone who has done the challenge.
Oh, 100%.
A lot of people have done it. Yeah. Yeah.
Whether it's you or somebody else who has done the challenge, that is that's seriously a dedication that you have done, something that you have told yourself you're going to do, that you've stuck to. And so you should be really, really proud of yourself because it's not easy. You went on the hot days, you went on the rainy days, you went on all the days throughout the summer. And that is like a really cool thing that you should be proud of yourself.
That's true. Yeah, no, that's a great point. And I was telling someone recently because they were like, I wouldn't have the time for that. And I said, well, you know, you do one or two climbs, you know, every other day, maybe. I mean, eventually, like, all the little climbs add up. But I think that's true to keep in mind that, like, it has to be, you have to be intentional about it. Mm-hmm. It's definitely reasonable. You definitely can do it, but you do have to be intentional about it that, you know, I only have time for one climb today. Well, one climb is still one climb closer to 140. And so, yeah, you have to be willing to put in the time, but you have to be intentional about it too.
Yeah, you're totally just, you're showing up for yourself and making time for mm-hmm. something. So that's really, really cool. I don't know where you're at on the mountain right now, but Obviously, those girls in the afternoon were very, very proud of you. I know Taylor has made you a sign. I don't know if you can see it because Mount Rushmore is very tall and very high up there. Obviously, that's why it's a climb to get up there. But whether you can see the sign now, you should check it out. Otherwise, I know you'll see it on your way down.
I am, for sure. So right now, me and my husband, Dan, we're at the very, very tippy top. We're going to go back down to, like, this sort of outlook that they have. And I will be able to see Taylor from there. So we will be waving, and we're going to take some pictures with their special banner and all of that. So we will go. We're going to be there in just a few minutes.
Perfect. So we'll check back in with you when you get to the bottom of Mount Trashmore as we broadcast live from Mount Trashmore for the last Trash Dash broadcast on Z102.9. It is the last Trash Dash broadcast on Z102.9. As Marcy is probably coming down now from Mount Trashmore, she has been doing the Mount Trashmore challenge. She's a street teamer here on Z102.9, and she's been posting every single time that she does her climbs up Mount Trashmore. And the Mount Trashmore challenge is 140 climbs, which is equivalent to the Mount Everest. She's been posting about that in our private Facebook group called Those Girls Sweat Squad. And we saw that, Taylor and I did. And we're like, hey, when you get to that last one, we'll be there. We'll be your biggest cheerleaders that day. Not only will we be there, but we want those who listen to us to be your biggest cheerleaders and cheering you on. So that's why we're calling it the last Trash Dash broadcast. And I know Taylor's there broadcasting live.
Yes, I am.
I was like, where is she? She better be there.
Oh, sorry. I was letting you do your thing. I think I see her, by the way, at the Outlook at the top getting all of her pictures. And like you said, she's been documenting this in Those Girls Sweat Squad. Now, can I just point out something even cooler?
Yeah.
One of our daily posters, Joni, is here because Joni, like us, has been watching Marcy's journey on the Mount Trashmore Challenge. So she's here to congratulate her at the bottom.
Aww.
And meet in person for the first time.
That is so cool. And I'm also really jealous because I've also wanted to meet Joni as well.
Well, hey, na-na-na-na boo-boo. So.
You have some cheers because I know you've been searching high and low of what you could do to really just cheer her on.
Yes. Oh, I think she sees my sign, by the way. I got a wave. So the part one was my sign that says, Marcy is a landfill legend. Not quite as iconic as the sign you get for completing the Mount Trashmore Challenge, but it'll do. And then I have cheers. And now I need you to be gentle with me.
Okay, okay, okay.
I just do it?
Yeah, you go ready, okay, or you just go ready, but it's okay. You just go.
Can you do that for me? I need you to count me in, coach.
Can you just tell me when?
I think I'm ready.
Okay. Ready? Okay.
Up the hill one last time. Marcy's going for the climb. Trash bags packed. Spirits high. She's our hero. Watch her fly. We dash, climb. Don't look back. Marcy's leading the last trash dash.
Aww. Woo-hoo! I love that.
Was that good?
Yeah.
Honestly, shout out ChatGPT. Oh, I'm not that creative.
So why do you got to... take credit. Always lie.
Okay.
What you should know is in cheerleading, we always steal other cheers from other cheerleading teams. Oh, my God.
Bring it on IRL.
Yes. So if you stole it from ChatGPT, you don't say you stole it from ChatGPT. Oh. You just stole it.
I stole it from the high school across town.
That was great.
Okay. Do you want another one?
Yeah, we'll do one more.
I'll give you one more. Let's see. I got to pick out of my two, which is the better. Okay. Oh, God, I got nervous again. Count me in.
Okay. Ready? Okay.
One woman, one dump, one final epic garbage hump. No shame in her trash game. Climbing up with bags of fame. Socks, wrappers, old TVs. Marcy's making history. Mount Trashmore, bend the knee for the queen of debris.
You know what?
Got a little hootie with that one.
You know what? I hear, you know what? The phone lines are ringing. I think it's some cheerleading. I think some high schools need some cheerleading coaches.
Do you guys need ghostwriters? I am down.
Marcy is about down Mount Trashmore. It is the last Trash Dash broadcast. If you're just catching in, Marcy is a street teamer here at Z102.9. And also a very consistent poster in Those Girls Sweat Squad. It's a private Facebook group you can post to if you haven't joined yet. Request to join tonight. We'll get you in the next couple of minutes. But it's a group where people can post their sweaty fitness journeys, however that is, whatever that looks like. Whether you go to the gym, maybe you walk up Mount Trashmore, maybe you run around with kids in the backyard, and you just want to get motivation and you want to get encouraged by others. That is the whole point of Those Girls Sweat Squad. And Marcy has been posting since day one about how she is doing the Mount Trashmore Challenge. It's 140 climbs up Mount Trashmore. It's equivalent to Mount Everest. This is her final climb, 140.
She made it to the top. And now she's coming back down. This is big. We are moments away from hearing how that feels to do 140 climbs. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
And you gave two cheers for her that you stole from ChatGPT.
Hey, you told me not to expose that.
I wouldn't.
I came up with them.
Yes. And you were like, I don't know. There's just like, there's so many good options. So I feel like you had one more that you really wanted to cheer her on. I mean, she's still not done yet. She's still walking down Mount Trashmore. So
I do.
You could still cheer her on her way down. I would love to personally like to hear this other cheer.
Okay.
And I'm assuming you want me to get you in. So let Please. Me get you in. Ready? Okay.
One more climb. One more cheer. Marcy's moment. It's finally here. Trashmore Challenge. She's the star. Marcy's magic. Raising the bar. Let's go, Marcy. Strong and fast. Make this trash dash. Trash dash. Truly blast.
You know in cheerleading we don't go, oh no.
That sounded like I had a couple beers before I did it. I swear I didn't.
Also, cheerleaders don't have a couple beers before because we do pyramids and that would not end well.
I might be suspended.
We are going to check in with Marcy here in a couple of minutes because we need to know how was the final climb for the last Trash Dash broadcast here on Z102.9. Oh my gosh, I've got chills. It has been such an eventful hour. Really just listening, because I'm stuck in the studio, I can't watch. Listening to Marcy and Taylor talking about Marcy's final climb up Mount Trashmore as she has been doing the Mount Trashmore Challenge. And we've been following along in Those Girls Sweat Squad. Marcy's down. She's done it. Why am I yapping? We really need to be hearing from the girl who did it. She's done 140 climbs before. I know you want to do a speech before we get into it.
I mean, will tell
not,
you.
That's not just limited to today. I just always want to make speeches.
I know. I
see a notes app.
I know. First off, let's talk about the climb. How was it today and how was it the last 140, Marcy?
So today was really, really good. The weather was perfect. Minimal bugs. This one I did with my husband, which was super fun to have company. I don't know. It's just, it's gorgeous out here. So today was a really, really good day.
That's awesome. And how does it feel finally doing 140?
When I first started, I realized how much I was really enjoying it. And so I thought to myself, like, oh my gosh, like I'm going to be so sad when this is over and maybe I can do it again. Obviously there is not time to do it again. Previous Marcy is very naive. But I am really sad to see the season come to an end. I'm already looking forward to next year. The mountain will see me again for sure.
Oh,
but it's been fun. I've enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would.
You're hinting at a round two.
There will be a round two.
Oh.
Yeah, as long as the mountain persists, so do I. So.
Well, I don't think they're getting rid of Mount Trashmore unless there's something I don't know. Okay, so.
No, it will be here.
I think you deserve it. You have worked really, really hard. So just like they do at any award ceremony, like the Emmys, the Oscars, or whatever, we're going to give you some speech, but I've got to get you the wrap-up music, basically, you know. They always cue you with some great music.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh.
Take Amazing. It away, girl.
All right. So I have written some words in preparation of this momentous occasion. First, I'd like to thank my husband, Dan, for being such a huge support through every climb. For those that don't know, I have sent him a picture from the top of the mountain after every climb, and he has responded to 140 of my texts.
Aww.
I know, that's support. Thank you to the staff of Mount Trashmore for being super friendly and helpful in keeping this place open and available for us. Thank you to Becky, Jen, and everyone else in the Trashmore Trekkers group, that's on Facebook, for their support and cheers and friendship along the way. Thank you to my favorite girls of the afternoon, Destiny and Taylor, for creating the Sweat Squad Facebook group, building that community of support and new friends. Thank you to my favorite podcast for being so entertaining. I should say a lot of my favorite podcasts, but particularly Trevin and Amanda from Live, Laugh, Larceny. Thank you, Sunscreen. Thank you, Boz Lerman, for solid advice. Thank you to the sun for the first tan in my life.
Ooh.
I know, it's been great. Thank you to all the dogs I've met for simply existing. Thank you to the amazing soul who hides the tiny ducks and the frogs along the trail. And lastly, thank you to the residents of Cedar Rapids Past for generating enough trash for me to walk on.
Oh my God.
My step counter appreciates you.
Wow.
What kind of speech was that? That was great.
Oh. I mean, incredible.
And the Mount Trashmore Challenge Award goes to Marcy.
Marcy.
It is an honor to be nominated, but it is good to win.
Yes.
Thank you so much for listening to the last Trash Dash broadcast on Z102.9.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck in a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
We're not going to talk about it. We are not going to talk about how many times I've already listened to Life of a Showgirl from Taylor Swift. I can tell you, at least on Saturday, it was 4.
A full personality tree now.
Today already won.
Wouldn't you have the time, truly?
I don't know.
Okay.
Right now, I have become Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So since we're all still talking about the Life of a Showgirl, and we will be for quite some time, and listening to the album, I thought we have to do a trivia question tonight about Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift dropped Life of a Showgirl on Friday. What percentage of Swifties took the day off to celebrate and listen?
Because it was pretty anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
And you got
to
think, is the number high? There's a lot of Swifties out there.
Mm-hmm.
Or is the number low because you're like, they probably just waited till work off, you know, to listen.
I don't know.
Or were they listening at work? We'll never tell the boss.
You got a point there.
Taylor Swift dropped the Life of a Showgirl on Friday. What percentage of Swifties took the day off on Friday to celebrate and listen?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
When you think about it, there's a chance a lot of people probably took Friday off because not only did Taylor Swift drop the album, The Life of a Showgirl, but you could go to theaters and watch the release party as well. So in honor of, well, the album, and there's a bad chance no one really did much this weekend other than the album, listening, watching.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's trivia question. Taylor Swift dropped The Life of a Showgirl on Friday. What percentage of Swifties took the day off to celebrate and listen?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, Sarah said 85%.
That's a lot of people.
I did see so many, like, reactions. Like, we were talking about listening parties on TikTok of people, like,
so
sitting.
So you were up late.
Yeah, or did they wait? Did they sleep in, get well rested, and then.
Oh, yeah.
Watch it on the couch? I don't know. But yeah, you have a good point that when it's released, it comes out late at night.
Mm-hmm.
So did you stay up all night and then you had to call in?
Well, you can't just listen to one time. You know, that's like 2-3 times. So at that point, you're up to like 2-3 in the morning. Sorry, I'm not
That would
in.
Explain the bags in your eyes.
You're like, no wonder you look tired on Friday. 3281 said 50%. Still, that's a high number.
Half and half?
Did the bosses approve the PTO?
Yeah,
taking
I want to
offer Taylor Swift.
I want to know how honest the email was. Like, did you flat out say it, or were you like, "I'm feeling under the weather"?
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know.
I think I'm coming down with a fever.
Something. 44.39 said 2%.
I feel like that's more reasonable. I don't know.
Really? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you've taken the day off for a Post Malone album, but you're somebody.
No,
that,
but I come in late.
You take.
And I did come in late on Friday, too.
Seriously.
I do.
For Post Malone. So I'm like, the Swifties are like probably, oh God, I don't want to start a fandom war, but they probably are like the biggest, most cutthroat.
Don't worry, you're making us Post Malone fans, man.
Fandoms out there that I wouldn't be surprised if more than 2%. I don't know.
Well, we shall see. What do you think? Taylor Swift, she dropped the album The Life of a Showgirl on Friday. What percentage of Swifties took the day off to celebrate and listen?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
My real question is it too late? Like, can I be like, I'm sick with Life of a Showgirl. I got to be out tomorrow. Even though I've already listened to it 10 times.
Well, yeah, you have completely ruined all chances because you keep saying how many hundreds of times you've listened to it.
So I can't have tomorrow?
I don't think so.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question is, did you take Friday off so that you could listen to The Life of a Showgirl and then really jam out to The Fate of Ophelia? Because I wish I did.
I'm surprised you didn't.
I know.
I think the only reason you didn't is because we listened to it on air.
Yes, exactly. If we wouldn't have played the entire album here on Z102.9 on Friday, yeah, no, I totally would have. I would have called out. And I would have straight up told the boss, like, dude, peace out, Girl Scout. Taylor Swift's new album.
Oh, yeah, you would not have been able to hide it.
Well, tonight's trivia question is about Friday because Taylor Swift, she dropped The Life of a Showgirl. And what percentage of Swifties took the day off to celebrate? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
The number isn't as high as you probably would think, but it is a good chunk. 6% of Swifties did, in fact, take Friday off to celebrate and listen and go and watch at the theater The Life of a Showgirl. I mean, that's probably why it's what number one at the box office. Hello, you're welcome, Swifties.
I know. I still think I thought it was going to be more.
Wait until she releases Rep Vault.
Oh, dear God.
And then that number will probably triple. Like, I will, in fact, not be here for a week.
It's like an illness, seriously.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.